All right. Cody Reinberg, partner at HKM, an employment attorney firm. You sent over the most comprehensive look at this new law, and it is as difficult as you can imagine for a layperson to understand. But you're here to try to help us make sense of it. So thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you've got, I like this, on your website, you actually have a Q&A, and it's very straightforward and easy to understand. Remind us your website, just in case people want to refer to that as a resource in these times.
Absolutely. Our website is hkm.com/Chicago/coronavirus. And that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to give resources to employees. We fight for and argue on behalf of and really assist individual employees. And we've seen a lot of resources out there, whether they be legal or legislative, for employers, which is great. We want our employers to be well-educated and know what to do in this situation. But we didn't see a lot out there for the individual employee. And as a national employment firm, you know, representing employees, we felt like it was our obligation to put some resources out there specifically for employees.
Okay, and then so the big Families First Coronavirus Response Act, what, takes effect today? Is that correct? Am I reading your...
Yes, that's correct. That should be in effect today. And as you mentioned, it's a voluminous law. It's a great law. It's something these employees need. There are a lot of aspects to it. And the tough part with a new law is, as a lawyer, we do our best to try and predict how it's going to be put into effect, predict different results, but with no case law, that makes things more difficult. But we think we have some very good information out there and be happy to help guide through any questions.
All right, I've got a question here, 217. If I was forced to take a 25% pay cut, can I get any help through unemployment? That's common right now. People are getting their hours or their pay cut in this interim period. Do they still qualify?
Absolutely. You need to apply for unemployment. If you're in Illinois or Missouri, you should apply for unemployment if you're getting your hours reduced, if your pay is getting reduced. This new stimulus package and these new laws are out there to assist with this time. So, yes, even if you're full-time and you're being moved to part-time, apply for unemployment. If you've had unemployment and you've exhausted it, apply again for unemployment. The Illinois Department of Employment Security is going to put out some guidance. They haven't quite yet, but you should be able to get some additional funding, additional unemployment benefits with this federal package. Should be up to $600 a week in addition to what you got from Illinois.
Because the unemployment number is gone up a little bit, $600 extra. Isn't there something there? And it's also extended the length of time you can get them. That's what I'm understanding. Please explain that.
Absolutely. So in Illinois, you have around $400 maximum that you can get for 26 weeks. Now, what this new stimulus package has done federally is saying it will kick in for unemployment claims an additional $600 on top of the state maximum. So if you get the state maximum for 26 weeks and you just applied for unemployment now, you can also be eligible for, and likely will be eligible for, an additional $600 a week from the federal government.
What if you haven't worked that many hours on a job, or you just changed jobs, or you were unemployed for a period of time, just got out of college? Another question here. Can you still apply for unemployment?
Now, you're going to have to meet the same requirements throughout the state's unemployment laws. Those requirements can be found at the Illinois Department of Employment Security's website. You're going to have worked a certain amount in the past year, all the basics, and be employable. Even if you haven't, I would still recommend potentially filing. I know there's an influx of applications, which makes it tough on the agencies, but this is an unprecedented time period. And I suspect and I hope that agencies, if they have this federal funding and we have the state money, are going to be pretty liberal with these unemployment applications and give workers who may not have been working but have just entered the job force or the workforce an opportunity to collect. I can't guarantee that, but it sure is my hope.
Cody, we've got a question about, what if an employer tells me I'm essential even if I feel like I'm not? There's a related story in the news today that Chicago's getting complaints about non-essential businesses still open. during the coronavirus. Some people feel, employees feel, if they need to work, and maybe some of them even want to work because they want to collect a paycheck. But what if you're in that position where you don't feel you're essential, but your boss is telling you you are, you got to come in?
You know, that's a tough situation. I would say most likely you should go to work, right? Absent you experiencing any symptoms, or absent you have been around an individual with the coronavirus or taking care of someone with the coronavirus, so you need to stay at home. If your employer is deeming itself essential for you to just not go into work, potentially no call or no show, or not properly take off work, I think you could be in trouble, you know, with an at-will employment state. Now, having said that, I think the best course of action, if you don't fall into the protected categories, is try and exhaust any sick leave that you have. Try and exhaust any vacation time that you have. If you've built up this leave throughout your employment and you just don't feel comfortable going into work, well, now would be the time to maybe exhaust that leave and use it.
We are running close out, running out of time here. We have so many questions for you, Cody. Here's one other, though. Anna, can you ask, when do the federal unemployment funds start to flow? Already got my state unemployment deposit, but zero increase from the federal. When are they starting to pay?
And it should be soon. I don't have the exact date. I think we're all kind of in limbo on when exactly we're going to start to see checks. The hope is they're getting these regulations and getting everything out as soon as possible. But this is a very kind of fluid situation, and so what I would encourage people to do is keep checking. You can check our website. We will absolutely update that with information as quickly as we can. I would also, we have a phone number you can call. It's 312-584-3922. You can also email us at chicagocoronavirus@hkm.com. We're happy to help with questions. Sometimes employees just kind of want to...
Cody, let me slip in one more here, because this is valuable airtime here, and I want to make sure we get some of these questions. A lot of questions about two jobs. I lost one. I'm a gig worker. Can I apply for unemployment?
I would apply. I believe with the new stimulus package and the new unemployment regulations that you will likely be eligible. No guarantees, but I would apply because they've extended it to gig workers, self-employed, and independent contractors.
All right, Cody, we got to have you back because there are a lot of questions here, and you are a tremendous resource. Once again, give us that website so that people have it and they can check out the questions and answers you already have on your website.
Absolutely. It's hkm.com/Chicago/coronavirus.
Easy to remember. hkm.com/Chicago/coronavirus. Thank you, Cody. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being on WGN.